Private sector entities play an integral role in ensuring economic growth. Up next, research manager at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Jermaine Burrell, shares his views on the macroeconomic program being pursued by the government and its impact on the private sector. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. We bring you excerpts.
How is the response of the private sector to the macroeconomic framework and the macroeconomic program that the government is pursuing? Do you think that private sector is making use of the opportunities which are being unleashed?
Well, I think that what the private sector is particularly encouraged by is the fact that the fiscal discipline that has been exhibited this year, for the first in, a number of decades. I think the last time that we had something close to a balanced budget was about 2002, something close to that point. So for this year, I think that we'll probably run either a balanced budget or maybe a marginal surplus. No, that's the positive.
That's
and the positive has come on the basis of a reduction in expenditure, a control of some of the things that would normally be out of hand in previous years. Wages and salaries have been controlled. Because of the stability in the economy, we have also seen where interest rates have been kept particularly low as a result of the NDX program that has occurred. On the challenging side, though, we note that tax revenues have not done particularly well, obviously because
But revenue collection is up significantly.
Collection is up, right? But I believe that based on what was forecasted
projected
in the budget, right, we haven't gotten that close to the numbers. There's a downturn.
In the economy,
So what I'd say that the private sector is encouraged by is the tightness that the government is holding the numbers on. And we really need to do it because in subsequent years, right, we'll have a situation where we have a lot of debt maturities coming to the fore. And because of those debt maturities, we need to be able to say to the international capital market that, listen, we are controlling our debt, we are controlling our fiscal, and Jamaica's economy is essentially open for business.
And there are indications from particular private sector companies that new investments are being made?
Well, new investments
are
being
made. We know about Red Stripe, for example.
Yeah, we know about Red Stripe. We know that other entities, for example, Grace Kennedy is looking seriously at investing with farmers, at making certain concessions. And all of this is really a benefit from the perspective of the devaluation of the dollar.
So this benefits farmers and other local producers?
It does. It definitely does. I mean, what has been the challenge over the years is a matter of the farmers being able to have that consistency of supply, to have someone on the other side that can say to them, listen, all that you produce, I will purchase from you and create that guaranteed market for the farmer. Mm-hmm. The major challenge that most of our farmers face is an issue of cash flow. They are not able to produce their commodities, sell to someone and be able to collect money on a fortnight basis because that's how they need to pay their workers. Mm-hmm. When you have a larger entity coming in now to say, listen, I'll purchase everything that you produce, it gives the farmer now that guarantee on the other side that says, listen, when you produce, the money that you get, you can pay your people. And that, I believe, is what is really changing the paradigm now and encouraging a greater thrust towards domestic production.
Some people are saying, well, we don't see the growth agenda of the government. What is the growth strategy?
The growth strategy is multifaceted. It is made up of the larger projects. We have heard about the Boat Islands project, you know, the whole logistics hub. We know about the Cayman as economic zone. We know about those things. Combining those things now with the fact that smaller entities are looking at domestic production, it helps. For example, there's the omnibus incentive legislation now. What that is saying is that for all the sectors, such as manufacturing, agriculture, and the creative industries, in particular the music, etc., all the capital equipment or all the inputs to production in those areas will be allowed to be zero rated. And if it is zero rated, it reduces your production cost significantly. You have other areas like the economic zone. In the economic zone, once you go there to produce and 85% of what you produce is for export, you pay no taxes. So tremendous incentives are there. So it is creating slowly an environment that is more conducive to development.
Research manager at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Jermaine Burrell, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.